Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, October 30th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna. Did you just hesitate before saying your name?
Yeah, I did. It's been that kind of a day.
Did you forget your name?
We were in Banff over the weekend for one weekend only with the station. We took 200 listeners out there and we saw three private shows.
Yes.
USS, July Talk, Royal Alberta Advantage. And it was just the best weekend ever.
Yes, it was unbelievable. It got carried away.
Yeah.
We were staying out way too late, had too many drinks, had a great time. But, you know, that's really what you'd expect for that weekend. I didn't expect anything else.
I died on Saturday.
You did. You were the most hungover I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
Didn't you vomit in the morning?
Well, I went to get Subway, and then I got to Subway. I was like, oh, this isn't good. So I went into the bathroom, and then I ordered my sub, and that actually helped. And then we went for a hike. And being hungover in Banff is awesome because there's no fresher air in the world.
No. It's phenomenal. You just get to, walk outside, just take a big whiff.
It was pretty cool, though. It was quite the weekend, quite the memories. We made lots of new friends. Mm-hmm. I hope we do it again next year. And hopefully, if you're listening, you're able to win your way into that because it's a weekend you won't forget.
The only thing I'd love is just to be a shift a little bit later so that I could go snowboarding in the morning as well, because that's a real good way to kick yourself in the ass if you have a hangover.
Weren't you up until 5 in the morning on Saturday night?
Okay, I made the mistake of making my room the after party room, and the guy that was staying in my room with me invited everyone. So,
and you think you needed some snowboarding on top of that?
Well, you know, it's a good way to kick yourself in the ass.
Based on how you sounded yesterday, I don't think you needed to pack any more to that weekend. If you're just joining us, we apologize for the way that we sound.
Yeah.
One weekend only was crazy.
It was a time. It was a time.
I've had that puberty voice squeak a couple times this morning.
Yeah, you have. Mine's not as bad as it could be. I thought it might be much worse. In fact, at one point, I thought I was losing my voice altogether.
Well, yesterday, when we went for lunch after we got up, I was hoping your voice would sound as bad today as it did then, because it was funny. It was actually, there is a video of it. You took a video of the aftermath of your hotel room party.
Yeah.
And you sound just great. Listen to this.
Well, it could be worse. I don't have a voice. But look, not bad. Not bad. Also, there's a cheeseburger in here.
Hey, I'm sexy voice Shauna. Hey, boys. What are you doing?
That's so sexy voice.
Hey.
Hey. This is...
Which way to the canteen? I need to get some cigarettes.
All right, puberty voice. Okay.
Cigarettes help with my sexy voice. I'm sexy voice Shauna.
Well, it could be worse. I don't have a voice.
I worked in Vegas for years.
But look, not bad. Not bad.
Here's a voice.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
No other show keeps you up to date on the fashion trends like this one.
And if you see us, you'd never trust us. But that being said, we always know about the latest trends, okay? Elle Magazine recently released their new trends for spring 2018. Rubber.
Rubber.
Rubber everything. Yeah, not just like rubber boots, you know, but rubber pants, rubber tops, rubber, full-out rubber.
Like a fisherman?
Yeah, exactly.
The fisherman looks so hot this year.
Oh, yes. Judgment will bounce right off you because you're wearing this year's hottest look, rubber.
Oh, it looks like you made your clothing out of your mom's dishwashing gloves. So hot.
Absolutely zero breathability. You're a piece of meat marinating all day long.
You can do burnouts with it. You can patch a tire with it. You can pledge a toilet with it. So versatile.
It's playful and gay. You look like a giant deflated balloon.
Need an eraser? Just use your ass. Yes.
X92.9.
I'd never noticed this before, but I was taking out the garbage last night, and I saw on the lid of the garbage can that we have at our house that there are instructions for how to move the garbage can.
What do you mean how to move the garbage?
Like how to move it from one place to the other.
Like you push it?
Well, here are the instructions. Okay. There's three parts to this, three steps.
Oh my.
Step one, grasp handle. Step two, tilt. Step three, push or pull. Are you kidding? Like, how else would you move it? It has a handle and wheels. Who are those instructions there for? Like, who looked at a City of Calgary garbage cart and was like, oh, this is a puzzle. How am I going to move this?
I just picture somebody, because there's only the two wheels, right? So yeah. They tried to push it. And they're like, my garbage can's missing two wheels. This isn't going very well.
We called 311. Yeah, we got a problem here.
Like, it's so stupidly designed. Only two wheels. The other two are dragging on the ground.
If only there was instructions on the lid for how to do this. Who is that dumb? And if they are that dumb, why are they living on their own? And how did they figure out the garbage pickup schedule? Which even confuses me at times.
Did it have pictures along with it, or was only written?
It was just written. Yeah, there were no. So if you didn't speak English, you were in real trouble.
You're still leaving out a good chunk of people without the little pictures.
Oh my God. We need to do something about that. I'm going to go out there and file mine off. Like, don't let Vancouver hear about this. They will not let that rest.
Oh my God.
So just to remind you, in case you missed those steps.
What was the first one again?
Step one is to grasp the handle.
Okay.
Two, tilt.
Yeah.
Three, push or pull.
I forget the first one already. What was that again?
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And Shauna has a very scary story for you.
It said some of the most regular guests at the historic Fairmont Hotel McDonald in Edmonton have never made a reservation. There is a man known to sit in one of the windows, smoking a pipe, dressed in old-fashioned clothing. Even the smell of pipe is evident, yet in reality, no one's there. Back in 1914, as workers were pouring the foundation for the hotel, one of the workhorses, exhausted, dropped dead. The horse has never left the hotel, however. Guests are constantly reporting what sounds like a horse galloping through the hallways on the eighth floor. Sometimes can be heard in the basement as well.
That would freak you out. To hear a horse in the hallways?
You'd phone and you'd be like, how is this possible? And people at the Bellman would have to be like, it's not, ma'am.
It's a ghost horse.
It's a ghost horse.
Wow.
The night managers sometimes have a phone call from one of the sixth floor rooms. Every time they run up the stairs to check on the guests, though, the rooms are vacant. Once, some of the Hotel McDonald's engineers were working on the sixth floor, only to discover that the deadbolt in one of the rooms had been locked from the inside. When they finally broke into the room was completely empty. No one had checked into the room for quite some time.
Did you say that was on the sixth floor too?
Sixth floor.
What happened on the sixth floor?
I don't know.
Well, I'm spooked.
I don't know how that's even possible. How do you lock a deadbolt from the inside and not be in there?
I'm so totally spooked right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm spooked.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Since tomorrow is Halloween, we have a special bonus scary story for you just for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This story is it was a little too long to go on the radio in its entirety, but we figured that you would enjoy it here. My aunt was a nurse. She just retired from her nursing job, and she was a nurse for, I think, almost 40 years. It was over 40 years. And she has one of the craziest stories that I've heard from her nursing days when she was younger.
So I guess if I was asked to describe the eeriest thing that's ever happened in my life, I wouldn't even have to stop and think about it. I know exactly what episode I would say was the eeriest point in my life. And that happened to me several years ago. I was working the night shift in a busy emergency department in one of the hospitals in Western Canada. And the ambulance brought in a lady who was, I would say, probably in her 70s. And she was complaining of being very weak and very nauseated. But she was certainly able to answer any questions that I had for her. And as I was assessing her, I realized that her condition was changing quite rapidly. So I called for some help. And the person who came to my aid was a physician. And pretty much as he arrived, the lady went into a full cardiac arrest. She had no pulse, she was not breathing, and the electrical, I'm sorry, the cardiac monitor that she was hooked up to showed just a disorganized electrical activity. So we started a CPR, called for the Code Blue team to come and help us bring the defibrillator, bring the drugs we needed. We started CPR. I was doing the chest compressions. The physician was managing her airway. So it just took a very few chest compressions, and all of a sudden, her hands came up, and she tried to brush my hands away from her chest. And I thought, oh, okay, she's back with us. So I stepped back from the stretcher, and suddenly, she was completely flat again. No pulse, no breathing, disorganized electrical activity on the monitor. So the physician said, resume CPR. So I did. I'm doing her chest compressions, massaging the heart. And again, within a few seconds, her hands flew up, and this time she was kind of hitting me. She was get your hands off my chest. So I thought, oh man, what's going on here? So I stepped back, and I remember about this point, the physician said to me, well, you know, I guess your chest compressions are really quite effective. And I said, yeah, but this is strange. So by this time, the other help came. They came with the defibrillator. They came with other hospital staff to help us. But she was flat again, so I resumed CPR, as the physician instructed me. And this time, as I was compressing her chest, her hands came up again, but instead of hitting at me, it looked like the forefinger on her right hand seemed to be trying to write a message into the palm of her left hand. Like she was writing a message, and I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on here? So again, I stepped back, and then the team took over. You know, they shocked her, they gave her drugs, and tried to resuscitate her for quite a period of time, but she never did come back again. Unfortunately, this poor lady ended up dying. And, you know, I think about this story every once in a while. If it had happened to someone else, I don't think I'd have believed it, but because it happened to me, I can tell you very much that I just cannot explain it, but I do get goosebumps every time I think about it.
So she was she gone at the point when she was trying to spell this to you?
Well, I guess as long as we were doing chest compressions, she was alive. But the minute we stopped doing the chest compressions, she was gone. And, you know, I came back, I guess, three times, but ultimately, you know, she did not survive. I worked in an emergency department for more than 20 years, and I've never seen anything like that, ever.
What do you think?
Before or after.
What do you think she was trying to spell to you?
Well, I've wondered about that. I don't know. Was she saying, you know, let me go or get off my chest? You're hurting me? I don't know. It was weird. It was really weird because, I mean, usually when you're doing CPR on a patient, you're just doing CPR on essentially someone totally unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get any reaction from a patient when you're massaging their chest because, you know, this was strange.
I was about to ask, I was going to say, how many times have you had somebody come back three different times?
Never, ever. I mean, sometimes you'll see them come back on the cardiac monitor. You know, they have a heart rhythm or they might start breathing, but never to the point where they're consciously doing anything, you know, in response to what's going on.
Like now, trying to remove your hands from them.
Yeah, that was so weird. Whew. That was so weird.
That is spooky. Wonder if you'll ever get the answer to that one.
Never. Well, I suppose if she'd have survived, maybe we could have had a discussion to say, what were you trying to tell us? You know, I don't know. But
yeah, that is spooky.
It was spooky. It still spooks me, you know? Yeah. It's just not anything you ever see.
In 20 minutes or less.
I found this a little bit odd. I just was reading that my hometown of Brampton, Ontario is a stop on the hometown hockey tour.
So that's where TSN goes from town to town and they broadcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And normally I, you know, think it's like smaller towns normally, you know, you go to like these little places that maybe don't exactly have access to an NHL team. Brampton is 570,000 people and it's very close to Toronto. Well,
can you take like transit from Brampton to Toronto?
Oh, yes. You can take the train. The subway is actually, in fact, just a quick little jaunt even, so you can take that direct in. There's now a new LRT lane. There's buses that run every 10 minutes. Like, It's a 20-minute train ride from Brampton to Toronto.
And usually they're like, hey, we're in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Yeah. Hey, woo, and yes. The locals all come out. Yeah, Brampton's pretty big for hometown hockey.
That's what I thought. I was like, it's very strange.
I haven't been to Toronto since I was very little. When you're leaving Toronto and entering Brampton, can you tell when you've left one and entered the other? Does it all just bleed together?
No, it all bleeds together. Yeah, it's weird because Mississauga and Brampton are right beside each other too. And like all of that, my boyfriend's always like, are we still in Brampton? No, we're in Mississauga now. What? Yeah, no, actually we're in Etobicoke now. Like,
how do you know?
You see the one population sign that says like, oh, and now here's the little line for Etobicoke,
right.
But that's about it. If you don't pay attention to that, you don't know.
And they all kind of have their own little downtowns too, right?
They do.
It's like a downtown pop up here and then over there. And
yeah, well, when you're in Brampton, you can stare at certain parts and you can see downtown, like three different downtowns.
That's cool.
Like downtown Toronto and then the downtown of Mississauga and everywhere. It's weird.
That's
very,
very
odd.
Cool.
I was really just hoping though that they maybe did this at my school.
Your super rough school?
Yes, they should host it there. They should host hometown hockey at Brampton Centennial, okay?
Does the hometown hockey crew know what they're getting into?
I don't think so. I heard this, and I'm like, it's way too big and way too rough. Like, this is not going to go
Ron
well.
Ron McLean's like, I was mugged on the way in. They took my hockey jacket. We were out for lunch yesterday in Banff at this Mexican place, and my son Beau was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this place had like a big buckets of peanuts that you could eat, and then you just throw the shell on the floor.
It's always fun. Yeah. We were all having a bunch of peanuts and hanging out. And
Beau was fascinated by this.
Yes.
And then my brother, Beau's uncle, called and wanted to talk to Beau. And we just heard Beau on the phone saying, I don't like eating penis. No, I don't like eating the penis.
And he kept repeating it because, of course, your brother's like, you don't want what? What?
The penis.
I don't like penis.
I don't like eating penis. I throw the penis on the floor. I don't like eating them. This is a parent. You're just like, oh, man, who's going to hear this? Who's reporting me to the police right now? I don't like eating penis.
It was funny because he just kept getting louder and louder with it too, because he was just trying. He was like, hello, I'm saying this right and you're not understanding. Like, I don't like penis.
Okay. It's like, what?
What?
Penis.
He was playing the penis game with himself, you know? Penis!
Again. Well, we have an issue with that. We have an issue with him running around yelling that word.
Right.
But this time he wasn't.
No.
He was just he didn't like eating the penis, and he wanted everyone to know.
Well, it's not really his fault. Like, whoever invented the word penis, I mean peanuts, sorry, because it sounds like penis, it's just really confusing everyone who's that young.
It's like, really close.
It's a hard word to say when you're a younger kid, so really, it's not Beau's fault.
No, I don't like eating the penis. I just like licking the salt off it.
Oh, my God.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.